Things are starting to heat up in Squamish. Environment Canada says the high today, May 8, will reach 20°C, dipping to a balmy low tonight of 11°C. Sunset today is at 8:43 p.m. Tides. Low tide today is at 12:34 p.m., 0.46 meters. High tide is at 7:52 p.m., 4.73 meters. Thursday will be even warmer, with a high of 27°C, and a low of 11°C overnight. On this day, the average high on May 8 in Squamish is 17.2°C. The average low is 6.2°C. The hottest it has gotten on this day, 1993 to 2023, was 27.9°C in 2020. The coolest it has been was 1.1°C in 2003. The most precipitation we have seen was 7.2 millimeters in 1996. Gas prices. Gas in Squamish is 207.9 cents per liter today. Gas in Whistler is 206.9 per liter, except at the Chevron, where it is 207.9 per liter. In Pemberton, drivers will pay 201.9 per liter at the pump. Events. We are hitting the season where there are more Squamish events than time to take them all in. Tonight, Wednesday, there is a Sea to Sky Festool product demo at Rubinovich Furnishings, if wood is your thing. Thursday night, Small Town Artillery is playing at Trickster's Hideout. Looking to the weekend, Neighborhood Craft is downtown on Saturday, May 11. Want your event to be featured in our daily weather updates? Be sure to enter it into our free online event calendar. Here's a PDF of how to do that. Motorcycles on the roads. May means more motorcycles on the Sea to Sky Highway. May is also provincially declared Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month. According to the Insurance Corporation of British Columbia, 6 out of 10 crashes involving a motorcycle in BC happen at an intersection. Police report that driver distraction, failing to yield the right of way, and improper turning are the top factors for vehicles that collide with motorcycles, reads the ICBC site. The Crown Corporation provides the following tips for drivers. Scan intersections carefully and take an extra moment to look for motorcycles when turning left. Stay alert and avoid distractions that take your mind off driving or your eyes off the road. Allow at least 3 or 4 seconds of following distance behind a motorcycle and plenty of lane space when you pass. Be ready to yield, as a motorcycle is often closer than it seems. Remember, it can be hard to tell how fast they're traveling. Find more tips on safe motorcycle riding on ICBC's website. Please note that this story is updated often, as the weather changes.